Chapter 3. I walk through the door of our flat to see Suze, my flatmate, sitting in one of her strange yoga positions, with her eyes closed. Her fair hair is scrunched up in a knot, and she's wearing black leggings together with the ancient T-shirt she always wears for yoga. It's one her dad was wearing when he rode Oxford to victory, and she says it gives her good vibes. For a moment, I'm silent. I don't want to disturb her, in case yoga is like sleepwalking and you're not meant to wake people when they're doing it. But then, Suze opens her eyes and looks up. And the first thing she says is,
"Denny and George, Becky, you're not serious."
"Yes," I say, grinning from ear to ear. "I bought myself a scarf."
"Show me," says Suze, unwinding herself from the floor. "Show me, show me, show me."
She comes over and starts tugging at the strings of the carrier like a kid.
"I want to see your new scarf. Show me."
This is why I love sharing a flat with Suze. Julia, my old flatmate, would have wrinkled her brow and said, "Denny and who?" Or, "That's a lot of money for a scarf." But Suze completely and utterly understands. If anything, she's worse than me. But then, she can afford to be. Although she's 25, like me, her parents still give her pocket money. It's called an allowance, and apparently comes from some family trust. But as far as I can see, it's pocket money. Her parents also bought her a flat in Fulham as a 21st birthday present, and she's been living in it ever since, half working and half dossing about. She was in PR for a very short while. And that's when I met her, on a press trip to an offshore bank on Guernsey. As a matter of fact, she was working for Brandon Communications. Without being rude, she admits it herself, she was the worst PR girl I've ever come across. She completely forgot which bank she was supposed to be promoting and started talking enthusiastically about one of their competitors. The man from the bank looked crosser and crosser, while all the journalists pissed themselves laughing. Suze got in big trouble over that. In fact, that's when she decided PR wasn't...